Hi, and welcome to this masterclass about web standards and progressive web applications. This is a masterclass that makes part of the initiative of masterclass of Journey to Web Summit by Microsoft. All the masterclasses will be available for you at Channel 9 lately. If you have any question during the presentation or after that, you can use the following hashtag. I will give you also my contacts at the end of the session, so feel free to ask. Don't leave our session with no doubts. I would like to thank Microsoft for the chance to be here with you. My name is Alexandre Marreiros. I'm working in the software industry for about 10 years, getting a little old now. But my passion for development still is very strong, and that's the reason why I am here with you today. This masterclass has the goal to show you the trip we are making with the standards and how these interact with the mobile universe. Let's start then. Web development is open and based on standards. The web technologies are also very driven by a cause. HTML5 for structural, semantic, data, CSS for styles, JavaScript for interactions and animations. The promise is that if you follow the right paths and you respect all the standards, you end up with a solution that is cross-platform and also agnostic to devices, operating systems, or even browsers. That is the promise. The standards here make all the difference. So when you develop your browser, or when you develop your solution, or when you develop your operating system, you have to be very careful with standards and to respect them to allow us to have this great web experience. Web is the universal platform, web is the universal platform, so is the right way to do it is working for the standards. But being a universal development platform, web had bring us a lot of challenges, great challenges indeed. Different sizes, experiences, different factory vendors, different devices make difficult for us to have a solution that fits well in all different solutions. Responsive web design was joined to the web development as a technique to allow us to go cross-device. First, we had started with using the grid approach, then we are starting to use some CSS rules, we start to build conditional styles, and based on devices informations, making some programming choices to grant that the user experience is the best for the user and the medium that he is using to achieve the web. To make the process even simpler, the communities and the enterprise start to building a lot of frameworks. In this slide you have some of them that allow you to use these techniques in a light version, and web developments are doing that nowadays. After the boom of the smartphones, we realized that the web can be a fantastic way to develop apps. A lot of us start using Cordova and other frameworks like that to create shells that allow us to put our website as an app on the store. This was beauty at the beginning. You have the fantastic experience of the web development technologies, the skills, the competence, and you have also a fantastic stack to build up of. Cordova and other solutions broke us the APIs of the operating system that allow us to interact with them. In this field, Microsoft made some excellent WinGS that allow us to see in Windows 8 HTML and HTML apps as native apps. So our web skills had gone native. At this moment in Windows 8, you had start to build native apps with technology that you already have of HTML. The ground to work here was to bring more web developers, more web experience to here, and to grant that we have all the creativity and all the skills of web in the form of native apps. In Windows 10, Microsoft did it again and created a concept named Hosted Web Apps that is nothing more than an evolution of what we already know before, but allow us to transform your site in a web application, in a new native application that will run in different devices, every device since Windows 10 will be cross-wide platform. But the principles of web development are very different from the ones with we had built smartphones ecosystem. Like Alex Russell used to say, distribute native software is hard. So we use Bing Maps and Google Maps on the laptop, but on the phone we still insist to have applications. And why? The main difference between native apps and mobile web is the browser presence, the way the user interacts with the solution, the reliable and the performance. Also security can be an issue, but reliable is the most important issue. In this table you can see other difference, but the ones I had referred are the most important by now. With hybrid apps, the sense of Corfa, who also have some hybrid apps made up with a shell developed in the operating system native technologies like Objective-C or XAML or even Java for Android, many developers use a hybrid approach. They create a shell and inside that shell they have a web view that looks to a website. This is the middle field between the native apps and what we call mobile web. Almost the better of the boot walls. But let's see some numbers. The user uses a lot browser, but compared to native apps, there's no comparison possible. And why? Let's see. What is the app lifecycle? App create a great embrace with the user. The user feels emotional link with the application he installs on the smartphone. A joke I used to say on some presentation is I can loan my laptop to my wife, but I will not let him touch my smartphone. Why? Because the smartphones are something so special and so personal that people feel a different thing. So what is the process of starting using an app? First is the discover process. The user goes to the app store, gets his package, install it, and then we should know what he do then. Maybe she doesn't do nothing, maybe she starts using the application. Other way that makes applications go to the smartphones are web. Many websites, I bet you have seen some of them, use very ugly pop-up to drive the user to install an application. Okay, so the user goes to a website and the website says, oh, I have a fantastic mobile app for your phone, go to the web store. What is the problem with this? Many times the browser doesn't know what is the real agent. I had seen Windows Phone receiving a pop-up sending to the Apple Store. I see Android devices receiving a pop-up to go to the Windows Store. There's something wrong in this process. And there is another thing. If I go to a website, if I add search for an app on the app store of my mobile phone, for sure I want to use the website. Another interesting thing, and ugly too, is that a lot of times people install the app, check the install, and many times use the app just one time or don't use it at all. The numbers don't lie. But talking about the numbers, let's see how applications, native applications and web mobile reach in terms of numbers. Mobile web has a much more reach. But compared to the consistency and the minutes passed by the visitor on the applications, you don't have no possibility to compare. So when you have a mobile app, a mobile web is very reachable, but people don't spend a lot of time in your browser. And how we fix it? We agree that mobile web development can be for sure a great way to develop new experiences, and being web the universal platform, it's very easy to imagine or to think in this old idea to bring mobile development to our app ecosystem. What is wrong with the mobile web? One of the greatest problems is related with the instability of the mobile web. Mobile web isn't, unfortunately, reliable. You can lose your network for a lot of reasons, and that is a great problem for the user. The fix for this is to start using what web technology have given us in the past years, service workers. We will talk a little bit more about service worker later. But the main idea is to fix this problem using a simple approach. If the backend is online, or if you have bandwidth to go to the backend, then you present the live site. If you don't, then you should present an offline cache. For this to be possible, all the browsers from the different vendors have to ensure that things like offline caching and service workers already exist as features. We are almost there, okay? So we are not far away from this reality. This is almost reality today. What we need, and the ball at this moment is on the field of the web developer. So this is some type of technique that we should start using if you want to address the web. Another problem is the way that the web works. And it's not just the connectivity, it's also the embracement that we have when experiencing using the mobile web. When comparing mobile web and native web, the experience typically is very different, okay? You have also nowadays responsive design, responsive techniques. You have a bunch of JavaScript libraries to enable touch, but even then, being behind the browser is very different from being the experience of clicking on an icon and open an app. This may be fixed with the concept of application shell, this old concept. But there are another thing that we should care about, is the distribution. Is these problems that we are seeing here, is the problems that progressive web apps come to solve. The statement, the main statement of progressive web apps is the, to have the capability to bring mobile app and also the application experience in one only package. Okay, interested? Okay. I don't know if there is any question. If you have any question, don't forget to use our hashtag for questions. What is the main idea of the progressive web applications? It's just this: taking advantage of the latest web technologies and web development skills and experience, and combine the best of the two worlds. This looks simple, but it's not so simple. Who's behind this nowadays? Every industry is collaborating. Google at start first, giving the name, but all the web players are in the same path. Microsoft has make a major, a very important step first when they start using web technologies as the way to produce native apps, and after that with the born of Edge. So everyone is committed with this. Everyone. So developers, is our turn to start using this. But what I'm talking about? I'm talking about a statement that is creating a new type of web, a new type of applications that have the capability that we have on the applications, on the native applications, and also the reach that the web gives us. So this is the perfect way to take our universal platform, the web platform, to the smartphones of people. And here you have an example. If anyone out there have an Android right now, Android phone, try the link that I have in this slide. This link will drive you to the Washington Post experimental progress web application. When you enter this, you will see a site, and you can transform your site into a simple application that allows you to have the same experience that you would have if the Washington Post have launched a native application. Okay, what is the process that we are defining here? What is the main idea of the process to make a website transform itself on the on application? Basically, it's nothing new. The new part is the way that the application behavior itself after we click. But we start by going to a URI of a page. We bookmark that URI as an icon, and that icon goes to our start screen or start page or whatever, or home screen, and whatever typology or name the next generation of operating systems for mobile call it to the main screen. Basically, when you click that icon, what is different between this and the actual bookmarks that you have on the iPhone, for example, is that you don't have, when you launch, you don't have to launch the browser. You have a different experience more embraced, where you will have your application running as if it is a native app. What is the main features of a progressive web app? She should be progressive. What this means? This means if you are right now using a Windows phone, maybe this experience of the journal that I showed before will be not available for you. But in the future, when the Windows Phone have the what it needs at the browser level to grant that it can use a progressive web app, and this may occur via an update of the operating system, you will have the same experience that your pal have on Android, for example. Discoverability. Web has a fantastic thing. When you don't know what you want, you Bing it or you Google it. But you find what you want. We want with progressive web applications is have the same experience but in the application world. What I want to say is when you go to Google or to Bing and you ask for a team, you receive a website and that website can be transformed in your next app. Winkable, this is a basic principle of the web, and it's still is important when talking about apps. So I want to have a way to share a link for my app. I want to share a link of the website via email, and if the person reads my email, clicks on the link and have this application installed, I want them to open the application right in that place. Responsiveness and secureness. Security is very important. When we talk about web, many times we forget about security, but it's very important. There is no way easiest to attack an application than with a man in the middle. And this kind of attacks is something that you will have for sure when you are treating with web technologies. These five stones, basilar stones, or progressive web applications is something that many of you are already doing in your websites, in your portals, in your internets, because this is just web development. Web development being made following the best practices, okay? But there are other things that make progressive web applications unique in the web development world. And I truly believe that these progressive web applications should be the next big thing that will happen on mobile in the next couple of years. So it's very important to be tuned with this. The others features that we should have present are app-wide, have sure that you have well-built design that is agnostic to the technology, something that you already do with responsive web design, but also much more. When you open your application, your favorite application, you see a start screen. Why not see a start screen here that give me the opportunity to load the latest content related with my web application? Is that happens nowadays with native apps? Why not to port from here? Another thing that is very important is progressive web applications don't run at the browser. Okay, progressive web applications for the user should run as if they have come from the store. A progressive web app can be installed on devices on screen, so it's ready available after installing. Another thing that is very important is fresh. Keep your contents fresh. Your progressive web application will be on a go if you have the capability to update your web application in the future when the user enters and new content exists on the published website. But before start digging into the progressive web applications and show you some code, I'd like to get a step into the basics. What is the technologies that you really need to dominate before you start using this kind of magic bullet that we are presenting here today? The first thing is service worker. Many of us web developers are already using it. Others are not yet. Some of us had even heard this, and many times when we talk about service workers, it looks like this is a very complex technology, almost impossible to understand. It's very simple. The main intent of a service worker is to act like a proxy. Okay, I don't know if any of you knows a solution named CloudShare. Okay, culture makes something similar to service worker. They grant that the website that is behind that service is always available. And if something happened that makes that service not available, an offline cache version is presented. Okay, service worker is the same. But service worker is something that is built directly on your solution. You can then have different cache levels, you can have different approach to offline, you can have different approaches to the way you respond to the application when the application calls the backend. This can be also very interesting to use on your web development when you develop just websites, if you are asking for service from third party. Okay, suppliers. That can be very, very interesting. Okay, and so how I can say what is a service worker? So a service worker are independent from the web page DOM, are a browser feature. If your browser doesn't support your service worker, you have a great problem. Nowadays you have Chrome, Firefox, Opera, and is almost full supported on Edge. Okay, so Edge is making a different path from their rivals. Microsoft Edge is trying to find a way to implement really service workers that can handle with a lot of other things than what we have seen here. Okay, what is the process and the life time of a service worker? You start by opening your application. When you open your application, you have no service worker. Then you have an installation phase. After that, you make the activation of the service worker. The service worker starts to work in idle mode, okay, until it terminates his work and goes back to the idle mode. So it keeps fetching your message to grant that you have always the last information available. Okay. Build or first service worker is always very creepy. Okay. You have a lot of theory, you have a lot of things on the web, some things on the books, nice presentation, but I think that the first service worker we build are always very, very difficult to start. So I had put you here a link, this slide, to a Remy Sharp tutorial that will help you to start from the zero to the final stage of a service worker. And I suggest you that you, after this session, if you have no experience with service worker, you try this link, try what Remy says, and you, in a couple of minutes, okay, hours, you will have your service worker, and after that will be easiest to understand all the theory and all the practical and best practices of using service workers. Okay, more reference about service workers, I suggest you to see also these links. Here you have the APIs of service workers well explained. You have also some examples, and it's great for the ones who are beginning with this topic. Okay, and at this time we know a lot of things. We have talked about the web, the mobile web versus the native applications experience. We have also deal with some challenges that faces a lot of them related with the different devices that we have, and this dream, this main idea that we have since the web had born, basically, that this the web is this universal platform, everything, every devices add a straight channel to the web, and web technologies are the way to leverage that channel. We have all see the way we build service workers to grant that, or web applications that will run on the operating system side will be always available. A progressive web app shouldn't be unavailable, is one of the basic principles. We have seen the most important features that a progressive web app must have, and now it's time to see how we can build our first progressive web app. Okay, the challenge for you is, if you have there's some site, a website that you have developed recently, on your brackets, on your Visual Code, on your folder, on GitHub, get that folder to your desktop, and let's start working and transforming that that web application that you have nowadays in a progressive web application. And maybe later you can even install it on Google Phone or on Windows Phone or on iOS Phone. Let's start from the beginning. What are the stones we have to cover to grant that we can build a progressive web app? For me, to show you and to explain you what is the main idea and how I codify to grant that, I'll give you this experience of building your progressive web application, I will try to use a canonical exercise, a ticket vendor website. Okay, so what we have here is a website that sells tickets. I will not show you right now the code of the website, but I'll make all the code of the session, all the code that will be available for you on GitHub, on my GitHub, so don't stress. But the main idea is you have a website that sells tickets, and you need to convert that website to an application. Okay? Tickets are a nice, very nice example, because tickets normally are associated with events. And events is something that I need to see with some recurrence. I can remember my ticket in the day of the concert. Imagine that you are going to your favorite musician concert and you have the ticket on your app. Would be fantastic to see all the things that will happen on that event, and will be excellent to have all that embracement on a mobile web application. Okay, so let's make our ticket website into a progressive web app. First of all, your website should respect the basic pillars we have seen before. What are them? Do you remember? Okay. Responsiveness. Your website should be responsive. Your website should adapt to any device. Your website should be made and built following the basic principles and standards of web development. And this is the start point. After this, after I have a good mobile website, okay, first of all, and don't forget, your progressive web application should have as basis a good mobile website. Okay. After that, I should create a manifest. Okay. I have put in this slide an example of what would happen if you go to a progressive web application. I don't know if you have tried the example I showed before. Of the New York Postman. If you had tried it, you had seen for sure that on Android, this is what happens when you have a progressive web app. You enter on the site and the site says, do you want to install me as an app to use it? Okay. To have this capability and to give the operating systems the information associated of the way that my application should behave itself, I need to create some kind of metadata that is cross-platform. Okay, for that we use a manifest that is just a JSON file, and you can see all the specifications of this JSON file on the W3C, so this is standard already. And this is the aspect of my manifest, manifest of the app that I am creating to make progressive, okay? So I have my website, I will create a manifest to grant that my website can be used as a progressive web application. First, you have the short name. The short name is the name that will be understood by the application, the name that will be used by the operating system to identify the application, is also the name that you use to download the application. Then you have a strong name, the name that you have to want to give to your application, a small description that will appear on the pop-up or in the banner that appears for you to download the application, to install it on your operating system. And then you have an array of icons, okay? In my example, I have just one icon, but you can have a lot more. For the ones who had already developed apps, native apps, this is not a great difference. When you take your app and you submit your app to the App Store, one of the things that you need is to submit different icons, different images. This is the same, okay? But in this case, that information has to go on the manifest and has to be directly on the web application to grant that the web application won the device where she had been installed, and when she had started, she had the right icons. Then you have the start URL. This is just the information of the app manifest. Then you have the display. What is this display mode? Is the place where you say, okay, I am an application, I'll have a behavior, just like a visual behavior, a user behavior, just like what the user is used to when he uses a native application. And yes, I'm asking services to the native browser, but I am a standalone, okay? This is what I say in the display. The orientation is not new, is the way you define what is the orientation of your application, if you want to. The theme color is the basic theme color, and the background color is the color of your application when she starts, when she's on transparent mode. There are two things very important on this manifest that can be used to display as possible, okay? The icons, that's the reason I call launcher icon to my icon, and the background color, okay? If the operating system, and that's the way operating systems are working to progressive web apps right now, is well behavior, he should walk to the manifest, and when he starts the app, he uses the background color and the launcher icon to grant that application has nothing more, nothing less than the start screen, to give some time for contents to load, to verify if I am offline or not, and to grant a nice experience, so the user, when passes the splash screen, have already data and have already a fluid experience with the app. Once I have defined my manifest, my metadata of the progressive web application, the next step that I have to do is to link somehow the web application that I have built with the manifest that identifies the way the application should behave on operating systems. The process is very simple. In my case, I go to the index.html page and I put on the head this manifest. Okay? So, in review, first you create a manifest to grant that your application has the necessary metadata to install himself on the operating system. It's just a JSON file. The name of the manifest typically is manifest.json, and after that I have to include the manifest on my main page. Okay? I hope that this moment you have already start playing with this on your web application like I have challenged you. First, I have the metadata. Second, I have to grant that my application will work offline. That is one of the main statements of progressive web applications, is that they have a way to function similar of what we have when we are when we are working to native apps. Okay, so in this slide and in the next slide we will build our service worker to grant that our web application will have always an online backup. Okay, sorry, I had said web application, that's wrong, or public progressive web application. Okay, so let's see. First of all, I define a cache, then I will create my install event. Okay, on install event, the only thing that I will do is to grant that I define a function that will allow us to open cache, create everything I need to in the cache, and fetch to my cache what I'm seeing right now. Okay? Is it that clear for you? Okay, and this is the install moment. If you remember, let me go back here, when we talk about service worker, the lifetime of service worker, this was the first step. Okay, so that code there will be run once I launch my progressive web application. Okay, for the first time. After that, I need to grant that my web application is or not available to go online. What this means, after I install it, what I need is to make sure that every time I need to go out there, the service worker is already doing his job. This is the way I register the service worker on my web development part. Okay, so when you go to your main.js or your what name you give to the principal JavaScript file of your web application, you should create this registration to grant that the service worker will be available for you. Okay, I think it's all. Let's see, we have seen the code and examples. Who at this point of time is already doing something with this? I hope that you are at your home that are following this masterclass are already thinking about your next progressive web app and are also trying and learning with what we are showing here today. The three great players nowadays and the persons that I had seen that made something very interesting now with the progressive web applications are Fight Cerberus, Flipkart and The Verge. All these three big web solutions have created their progressive web applications from their web solutions. Okay, you can try any of these links and more. If you go to your browser pwe.rocks, you have a lot of demos, a lot of persons and applications that already doing this path. Some of the things that you will find here, like in the past in the HTML5 rocks, are just experience, but we can learn a lot from seeing what these guys are doing today. So I suggest you to go there and to see what is happening with the progressive web apps, because they really rock. To test, one of the things that many developers tell me when I talk about web development, especially backend developers or developers with a strong Java or .NET basis, that is also one of my bases, is JavaScript, HTML, web technologies is not possible to test. I don't have no way to debug. It's very, very difficult to deal with that. I don't know, because the JavaScript is not strong type, when my variable has the right object or not, a lot of excuses in the reality. It's possible, like we have seen a lot, to make debug over JavaScript. And the tools that also, a lot of them evolve to a level where it's easy for us to make some debugging. Visual Studio, Visual Code are some examples, but we have more. We have the different extensions of the browsers that allow us to use fantastic developer tools and progressive web applications. For progressive web applications, we have Lighthouse. Lighthouse come in two flavors. Nowadays, this is the only performance and best practices and crash tests tool that I know. Maybe there are others. If you know some other tool, please email us and tell us about that tool. Nowadays, I only know this. It's Lighthouse, it's from Google Chrome. You have this in the format of extension to Google Chrome, and you have also a shell variation if you want to automate some processes. If you have a team that uses or are using already a DevOps approach, it makes sense to make this this test automatic. Okay, how this works? First, you install Lighthouse on your browser, and after that, you can use Lighthouse. What Lighthouse will do is it will run your solution and tell you if your solution is well performed, if your solution are offline or not, and even if you have any issues or web best practices that you are not respecting. So it's a tool to remember. I would like to show you very much this tool, but we have few times, so if you have any doubts, any questions using it, email me after the session. I will have all the pleasure to help you. Okay. Now, I would like you to show you a simple video, a video that wasn't me or the ones that are supporting me on this session that I made. Was made by Flipkart. Flipkart is one of the examples that I had shown you as one of the the progressive web applications in the market. I think that Flipkart until now is the one that had made a best transition and continuous sense between web application and mobile world. And I would like very much to share with you this video for you to see what is a great way to show a progressive web application and how a progressive web application behaves itself in the face of the user and all the steps that we have talked today and all the pleasure that this has. And it all starts with the home screen. Okay, this is the progressive web application running. As you see, there's no browser here. Okay, it works also offline. This what you had seen here that is changing the background color when you are offline is a very common practice. As you see, you have also the website. And this is the way on Android that you put the Flipkart into your home screen. Okay, so this is a nice example of taking an e-commerce solution to a place different. Okay, Flipkart show us how to take Flipkart solution from the web and bring it that experience to the phone. The main stones here, like we had said before, is responsive, Ajax techniques, and also service workers. And the rest is the evolution of the standards that make us to make possible this universal web platform and allow us to make this platform to have the right form. Okay, what are the challenges for the progressive web apps nowadays? The first is the support, the browser support. We don't have service workers running on all browsers nowadays. Is a process is happening. I truly believe that this is the biggest thing that we will see on the mobile development in the next months, years. So the browsers are also integrating the features needed to grant a nice experience. You can start right now creating your progressive web app. The behavior will not be equal in all browsers. That is something that you have to explain your client. Especially difficult if you have enterprise clients. The engagement the user to use a web page more and more for better performance, even if you are offline, is a great challenge. We have a lot of skills development for web. We have great minds developing for web, but web is not by out of the box. Web is not totally decoupled from the network. You have to have connections somehow in some moment. Native apps that already work nowadays, some of them tend to become progressive web apps. The challenge here is to understand what is the common ground for native apps and progressive web apps and what is the different ground. What is the technology answer that progressive web apps give us that native apps don't give us, and when to use each thing. In my personal opinion, and this is my personal opinion, when we are talking about line of business applications, or when we are talking about applications that need a lot of operating system API, I think that native apps continue to be a good approach. But when we are talking about different things, progressive web apps is the way to go. If we are talking about our email client, the email client that you have on your smartphone, I think that the email client should be a progressive web app. In the case of Microsoft ecosystem, the mail client is already built in HTML5 and WinJS technologies since Windows 8 advent. So I think that the same can happen in other cases. If you use Google Mail, why not have Google Mail on your smartphone with a client, a nice client that is made for Google Mail. The same for Office 365. And maps are other type of native app that I see with some simplicity to pass to the reality of progressive web apps, because that kind of apps have issues when they are offline. That kind of apps don't have so much dependency from the operating system API. So that are, in my opinion, once more, the candidates for that. So I'd like you to keep the journey, to start to build your progressive web application today. We are a little short of time. It was a pleasure to be here with you. Is a little strange to be talking alone, so sorry if sometimes I have lost myself, but was a pleasure to be here. I will be waiting your questions. Use the hashtag that we had used and show you at the beginning of the session, and feel free also to use my personal contact. I hope you keep following the masterclass of this journey to Web Summit. Have been a great initiative. Have been fantastic what we have learning and experiencing in this initiative. And thank you. I hope to hear some news from you, and keep checking the other masterclass of journey to Web Summit. And don't forget, all these masterclass will be available for you at the channel 9. Thank you once more.